Faith. I am still talking about Hebrews 4:2. Why some don't become giants, even though they were at the cave of Adullam, is because they did not mix it with faith. I'm talking about Hebrews 4:11. Because we don't want to fall into the same example of unbelief. There are many examples of unbelief around us. Now, the next important section or little area that I want us to look at is faith makes you go further than your fathers. Yes, faith makes you go further than your fathers. John 14:11. Believe me. Believe me that I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. Amen. You see, I want to start with the words of Jesus before I go into the prophets. The prophets are a little stronger. But Jesus is full of grace and truth. Believe me. That's what? I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else, believe me. Believe me. Believe me. But I am in my Father. And my Father is in me. Amen. You see, I want to start with the words of Jesus before I go into the prophets. The prophets are a little stronger. But Jesus is full of grace and truth. Believe me. That's what? I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else, believe me for the very work says. Huh? Now, he that believeth, Lester, he that believeth, he starts with the words of Jesus before I go into the prophets. The prophets are a little stronger, but Jesus is full of grace and truth. Believe me. That's what? I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else, believe me for the very work says. Huh? Now, he that believeth, Lester, he that believeth, he that believeth, is going to do what I did. And is going to do more than I did. Faith makes you do more than your fathers. Oh, I'm not reading from the Bible. Huh? Thousands of miles. More than Jesus, your Savior. Your Savior traveled for only 200 miles. The first time I was reading about Jesus Christ, they were talking about how great he was. They said that he never traveled more than 200 miles from his birthplace. And yet, he's known all over the world. Everybody knows him in the whole world. He never did any trips, foreign trips. Overseas trips. He's going for visitation, going for a conference.
No, they didn't have any pastor's conference anywhere. Leadership meetings. He that believeth. If you believe, it's a standard that has been set. I feel people are struggling with this verse. How many are struggling with this verse? You are wrestling with the scriptures. Don't wrestle. Don't stagger. 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 Sit down. Mark 16, verse 15. Faith makes you go and do more than your fathers. Believe it. Don't think. Don't wrestle with the scriptures. Peter said people are wrestling with Paul's writings as they wrestle with other scriptures. You are wrestling with the scripture. I don't want to accept it. Yes. Mark 16. Go ye into all the world. Somebody who didn't go to any world. Huh? He didn't go to no world. Did you see Jesus going to any world? He didn't go to no world. He didn't go to no world. And yet he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Huh? Yes. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28. Matthew 28, 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Who didn't go to no nation? You didn't go to no nation. And you are commanding people to go to nations. And he's prophesying and he's showing that my babies are going to do more than I did. And I prophesy that you are going to do more than I did. Stagger not. Stagger not. Don't stagger. 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 If you believe, you'll go to nations. All the people who believe, they have been going to nations. This year I've been to nations I've never been to before. Yes. Yes. As those who believe, they'll go to nations. Those who don't believe, you'll be a local boy. Those who don't believe, they'll be local boys and girls. Jesus said, my boys, I'm making you international. International. Don't stagger. 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 You'll be found in the ends of the world. You'll be preaching in different countries. You'll be invited all over the world. One day you tell your secretary. Write to them and tell them I cannot come. I say one day, you write, you tell your secretary. You say, write to them and tell them, I cannot come for this conference because I cannot make it. I'm in another nation. Receive it in Jesus' name. Don't stagger. 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 Those at the back are staggering. Those at the back are staggering. Faith makes you do more than your fathers. Your father was a pastor. You do more than your father. Do you believe?
Amen. I believe it, Bishop.
Yes. Amen. Your father was preaching on television. You do more than your father.
Amen. I receive it.
Your father had a big church. You do more than your father.
Amen. I receive it.
Don't stagger. 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 Mark 7:25. A certain woman, whose daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. Whose feet? Jesus' feet. The woman was a Greek. A Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. When Jesus heard the country that she's coming from, she said, no. Me, I'm a local boy. Yeah. My ministry is local boy ministry. I'm not into Greeks, foreign nations, and so on. I don't want such things. I don't have such a ministry. I don't have an international ministry. I have a local. As far as I'm concerned, they are not. You see, when you go to somebody's house and you see where they have kept the dogs, you will understand when she told the woman that I cannot give my bread, children's bread, to dogs. Dogs will eat what? They will stay. They will eat, only eat from broken plates. Leftovers. And sometimes we forget even to feed them. I've forgotten. Back to my scripture. Jesus said, no. He's a dog. He's a dog soul. Those are dog souls. My calling doesn't go far. 200 kilometers. 200 miles, which is 200 miles, like 300 kilometers. The whole of Israel. It is finished. From here to here, here to here, 300. I don't want Greeks. I beg you. I beg you. It's not part. Those who have faith will obey. And always, it's a principle. It's an eternal principle. You do more than your father did. It's like it's a mysterious reality. And I can, how can you say that? You do more. How can it be possible? But even look, you see people serving God, going to nations. It's a Greek. Come on, no, never. Verse 28. And she answered, Lord. And this is why he listened. The dogs under the table. I know it's not on your table. It's not on your plans. They must eat the children's crumbs. So pass some under the table. Kashika Rusata. You see, the Bible said the kingdom of God is taken by force. If you are not forceful, you will get nothing. You'll be sitting here saying, the man by the pool of Bethesda, when we go to Israel, we pass, we go to the pool of Bethesda and come out of the lion's gate. Yes. You see the pools. He was there for 38 years, waiting for assistance. You've never been in one place for 38 years. And verse 29. And he said to her, for this thy saying. So don't say bad things when you are sitting there. Like you make funny comments. This is the what, or when you go to your room, you say, or make funny comments. He says, for this thy saying, because of what you said. Is it the thing you said? Is the reason. Don't say things, funny things. Say good things, even when you are quietly talking to yourself. The woman with the issue of blood said, she said within herself, if I touch him. She didn't say within herself, this man is looking for her money. She didn't say within herself that this is another of those false creatures. She said within herself, if I touch his hem, I will be healed. This thy saying. Careful of what you say quietly and privately. For this thy saying, go thy way. The devil is gone out of thy daughter. Jesus didn't like international things at all. Yet he said, Matthew 28:19, go ye to all nations. All nations. All nations. John 12, verse 20. Look at John chapter 12, verse 20. Beautiful. Fantastic. John 12. Verse 20. Now, there were certain Greeks. See, international ministry was forcing itself on Jesus. There were certain Greeks among them that came to worship. They also came to the church. Hey! Verse 21. Now, they came to see Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, desiring him, saying, we would see Jesus. Verse 22. Philip came and told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip told Jesus. It's like connection. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. Then this is how to get things done. You don't sit there and say, I couldn't reach you. I tried to call you. Your mouth like a toad. Look for Philip, look for Andrew, and find your connection and get there. Stop saying, I tried to call you, I couldn't get you. I sent you a WhatsApp, I couldn't get you. Your mouth like a toad. Ask your neighbor if your mouth is like a toad or a frog. If he said no, then say, don't say such things again. I couldn't reach you. I tried to reach you, Jesus. I couldn't reach you. What do you mean by that? Find Philip, find Andrew, and get to Jesus. Verse 23. Look at what Jesus is going to say. Then answered Jesus when they required him for international ministry. Look at Jesus' response to international ministry request. Greeks. International people are coming to look. They've arrived. They've come from far. They've come to see you. They want to invite you to their nation, Greece, Athens. Greek delegates. Jesus said, look, I have no time for international delegates. The hour is come for the Son of God to be glorified. It was, my mind is on a cross. Verse 24, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground. This verse, famous verse about bearing fruit, except the corn of wheat, we all know it speaks about Jesus dying on the cross. He said it in response to his request for an international ministry. Yeah, I'm not into international things. But I know some people who are going to be into international things. Nashiko, Asako, Alamo, Atama, Oloba, Tamagberofa, Tabababalabo. Yes.
What your fathers couldn't do, you will do it. Sit down. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. That's Jesus. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Verse 18. I am he that liveth. I was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Ka, ta, sha, ta, pa, la, ra. Verse 19. Beautiful. Write the things. This is the man who never wrote anything. Didn't write any book. Didn't write anything. Now he's talking to one of his disciples. He says, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. You write. You are going to be a writer. May I take it that I was not able through education to write. You write. You write. You write. If you have faith, you will do greater. That's why people make the mistake of using Paul's words as Jesus' words, but they are different. We quote Paul, including be a husband of one wife, as though it's Jesus' words. Yes. It's not the same. Yes. Because he told us, right. He himself wrote nothing. Not even a hymn. But his words which he spoke, we've used for songs. Ah. Is it not true? We sang his words. I'm sure Ida has some songs with the words of Jesus in it. So many other songs. Beautiful. So you see, when you believe, you do more than your father. Yes? Can I think he didn't have a church? I have many churches. Yes. Many churches and members. Yes. He didn't. He didn't have a church. I have many, 3,000 churches. So I need you to believe that whatever your fathers have done, including myself, your fathers, the pastors, many of us are pastors' children, or you are spiritual children of pastors. Yes. Many of the young people are Bishop Oko Botedeku's children. Yes. It's true. Maybe not biologically, but spiritually. Yeah. All around. One way or another, whatever it is you see your father doing, never think, you see, it's always said, you cannot go higher than those that are there already. It was a comment that an Orangu made one day. That the reason why he's leaving the church is because you cannot go higher than those that are there already. Huh? What system is this? You cannot go higher than those that are there already. Yes. Is there are some people who don't understand why Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie are where they are or what they are to me. is that you can't go higher than those who are there already. Hey! Wow. So, I see you as someone who, through faith, is going to do something more wonderful than your fathers did. Zachariah. Chapter 1. Do you want Zachariah or Jeremiah? I don't know. Zachariah or Jeremiah? I don't know which one you prefer. All of them. No problem. Are you being stirred up? Do you want either to sing "Stir It Up"? Kalabashababa. Zechariah chapter 1. Verse 2. Wow. I see, that's why I wanted to start with Jesus. Yes, it was more gentle. Gentle Jesus. The Lord has been sore displeased with your fathers. Sore displeased with your fathers. Verse 3. Therefore say thou unto them, turn. Do what? Turn ye unto me. Okay? And I will turn unto you. Verse 4. Be ye not as your fathers. You see, that when you believe, there are things of your fathers. You will not be like that. It's true. Not only going ahead, but there are certain things. You know, one day the Lord asked me, he said, every father that you follow has a shortcoming or has shortcomings. And it's true. So the Lord took about 7 fathers and showed me 7 shortcomings. He took Kenneth Hagin, for instance, and showed me. He said he had very little ministry in French. No French books. Didn't reach the French world. Yeah. That's huge. More of Africa is French than English. Wow. I mean, he gave me a rundown like that. Everybody and could have done more. Yeah. And I was honestly surprised. Not saying so. Yes. Shortcoming, like it coming short of a certain level. Yeah. Turn you now from your evil ways and your evil doing. But they did not hear. Now hearken to me. Verse 5. Your fathers. Where are they? Where are the fathers? What level of ministry have they attained to? What realm have they attained to?
in the ministry. Your fathers. Where are they? Where are they? What level are they at? Yes. So, you know, you have to see that for many of us, you may be the son of a lay pastor, but you'll be surprised that God will say to you, you know, I want you to do even more than your father did. The lay pastors are wonderful. They are my main supporters and backers. You hardly see any businessman, rich people. They are my supporters are pastors. Lay pastors, they are the top financiers, supporters, backers. 99% of our pastors and workers, helpers, best. That's why when they become full-time, they usually become bishops very quickly, like Bishop Intefo, Bishop Niajidwa. They just become bishops. Then they move into ministry, full-time ministry, because they are the best people that we have. We don't have better people. Yes? But the reality is, where are they? So you may be required to do greater things than the great and wonderful fathers that God has given to us. I hope you are understanding, including myself. Including myself. Yes, don't stagger at what I'm preaching. Don't stagger. Shake your leg and say, are you staggering already? Verse 6. But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? The messages, have they not happened exactly? And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts taught to do unto us according to our ways and according to our doings, so has he dealt with us. And verse 7. Yeah, so that's fine. So you may want to remember Zechariah 1 verse 2. The Lord has been so displeased with your fathers. Jeremiah 16. And we are going. 16:16. I will send for fishes. I will fish them. I'll send for hunters and hunt them. Verse 17. For mine eyes are on all their ways. Neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. Verse 18. Pashukala. At first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. Fill my inheritance. Verse 19 is the verse we are looking for. Oh Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles have come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. What are the three things that these fathers have inherited? Deception. They have followed riches which are not riches. Vanity. Useless things which are turning more useless. Haven't you been at a lay pastor's funeral before? I have been at a lay pastor's funeral before. The day his rank was brought to his house, because he was living in an official residence, the day they brought the signboard of his new rank, that was the day that he died. Yeah. And at his funeral, all his secular achievements were set aside. It's only the church work and the pastoral work that was spoken about. It's true. I've been at many funerals.
Not many, but some. Pastor after pastor. Pastor after pastor. Useless things of the world. Vanity. Things that don't profit. People have given themselves to it with strength. I've seen people separated from their families for 8 years, 10 years. This one will travel to another country, leave this, sacrifice this, separate from this, all for the secular work. If you ask them to do that for the ministry, you hear the families talking. You hear things. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. If they say, okay, you go here, your husband will go here, go to America for 8 years, 10 years, you've not seen your wife, you've not, when you leave, your children are small, when you come, you see your children are taller than you. They are ready to do it. And the day they die, you see that it will be the church. What they did for God, those are the things that will be mentioned. And the rest of the things will not be mentioned. In Switzerland, do you have people that are separated from their families? Do you know people like that? Families? The husband is here. The wife is here for many years.
We used to have a praise and worship leader. So the husband was in the U.S. and she was with us in Zurich. And I haven't seen the husband when I was a kid. And then the next time I saw him, I was about 15 or so.
15 years old, yeah. They will do it. Even people will even say, when we go, say you are my sister. You are my wife, but say you are my sister. So you go with the man so that you can stay in this country. Yeah. Marry my wife, give her a passport, then she will marry me later. Yeah. Everything they will do it for. Whatever. One day I was in Holland and I met a brother. I don't know whether he's a brother or a man. Either a brother or a man. Was he a brother or a man? A brother man. And I asked him, how did you come here? He pulled out his Dutch passport. He said, that's I'm here. So I married a white girl. I said, wow. So I said, how did you come here? So I came from Takoradi. So how do you come from Takoradi? Do you fly? He said, I came by ship. 3 times, he told me, 3 times. First time, we were caught. The captain came down. I think they had a captain with a torch and a captain with a wicked captain. He said that they didn't go far and the captain caught him. And I think they brought them back. They couldn't go. But the second time, they were far in the sea. When the captain came, the second ship with a torch, searching. Come out. And they brought them to the top of a ship. You see, a ship will be up from here to the, look up to the top there. It will be, that's the, a ship is even taller than that. But let's say the part above the water will be like there. Yes. And the captain took him to the top of the ship. One, two, that's why I tell you to learn how to swim. Don't just clap or learn. They threw him 1, 2, 3. Away. If you ever go on a ship, always remember to go to the top of the deck
and look down to remember this story. It's even those who know how to swim, you'll be at the height from which you fall into the water. When you hit the rock, if you hit in a particular way, yeah, into the midst of the sea full of sharks. A shark is a fish lion. You see, a shark is a fish lion, like the lions of fishes. Those with big sharp teeth is the lion of the fish, the biting leopards of the fish. Yes. And he was in the middle of the sea, far away, deep blue sea. And he said, I swam from there. I saw the land far. I don't know how many days he swam. He swam all the way to the shore. When he came to the shore, he came out of the water like a fish that had come out. And he asked them, where is here? He said, this is Liberia. This is where? Liberia. I mean, people have given themselves to vanity. Yes. That's the scripture we are reading. They have inherited lies, vanity. And this man, I asked him to come to church. He said he's busy. It was Saturday I was talking to him. Nobody could swim. And he said the third time, when he said this time, I hid in the engine. So as the ship was going like, whoo, 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 the engine, the heat he was in, when this is moving, he was standing by the side of it. As the engine was moving, he was standing in it like this. Our fathers have inherited vanity, lies, things wherein there is no profit. And in church, their God, their Charlie, no. It's busy. Hey, so when I say to you, people have given themselves to so many things. Don't follow. If that's what your father has done, I'm giving you something higher to follow. And you'll do better than your father by all means. Whether your father followed the good things or he followed vanity, you will do better than your father in the name of Jesus. You are destined to do better than your father in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, stagger not. Amen. Finally. Jeremiah 16. Yeah. Verse 10. And I'm going to read only three verses. 10. What does it say? This is the last verse, and then we are going on a lunch break. It shall come to pass that when thou shalt show these people all these words, they shall say, wherefore has the Lord pronounced this great evil against us? What is our sin? Eh? What is our sin that we've committed against the Lord, our God? Verse 11. Beautiful. Then thou shalt say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and have walked after other gods, the God of money, the God of Europe and America. People have done everything to get a green card. Do they still call it green card?
in America. Yeah. They'll come and tell you, oh, I've won a lottery. Forsaking their ministry for green card. Yes, American visa. I've won the lottery. Walked after other gods and have served them and worshipped them and forsaken me and have not kept my law, forsaking me, forsaking my work, forsaking my ministry. Why will you forsake God? For what? America, England, Germany. To go and be a slave there. Huh? You are higher than that, oh. When you go to America, then you come and a child will be saying, oh God. Oh God. And you are feeling happy that your child is speaking like an American. Oh God, oh God, oh God, I got a God. While we are saying, oh God, what are you doing? And your child is saying, oh God, glory to God. We are saying, glory to God in the highest. Your children are speaking, glory to God, hallelujah. And your children are calling us natives who are restless at night. Put my verse back, please. Verse 12. For you have done worse than your fathers. You will never do worse than your fathers, you see. That's why I've kept this one for the last. You see, I started by telling you, you do better than your fathers. But I'm showing you that there are some people, God is letting you know, so I'm not so happy with fathers sometimes. But you don't have to now take things worse than your fathers. For behold, you walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Verse 13. Last verse. Therefore, I will cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither your fathers. And there you shall serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. You will never be promoted there. You will serve money. You will go early in the morning. You will come late at night. You will go early. You will be tired. You will be old prematurely. All your face will turn into an elderly, a wizened old face with marasmus and kwashiorkor face. Why? Because you serve other gods. There you shall serve other gods day and night. You see, look at verse 12. You have done worse than your fathers. Zechariah 1:2. I am so displeased with your fathers. And why is he so displeased? Because of following other gods. The God of money is the greatest God we have today. It's the biggest idol. Most people will do anything for money. You offer them money, they will do something. You offer them money, they will even betray your pastor. Yes, give them money, good enough money, they will betray your pastor. You leave because of money. God forbid.
God forbid.
So, faith, you see, going into all the world. Believe it!
Believing it
will make you go into all the world. I've preached in 60 nations. 60 different nations. Yes, and still counting. Yes. I've preached in 60 different countries. Yes. What do you think?
It's powerful.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ye into the world. Preach. If you believe it, your ministry will be higher than your father's ministry. You go further than your father went. You do more than he went. You will not serve a foolish thing. If your father served a foolish thing, you will not serve it. If you have faith, you will always be outshining your father. It's not that you are shining to make him look stupid. No, 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 no. And there's a way, even though we seem to be doing even more, Billy Graham preached to more people than Jesus probably preached to. The whole population of the world that Jesus preached to, probably Billy Graham, one crusade, he preached to all of his whole life ministry in one night. Yes. Doesn't make you Jesus. Doesn't make you the Savior of the world. Amen? Are you excited? Are you going to have faith in God? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. For we walk, we move by faith. Zechariah 11:16. No more. Zechariah 11:16. No more standing still. You are not standing still again in your life forever in the name of Jesus. Amen. Movement is happening because of your great faith in God. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for blessing everyone here with mighty favor to serve you in a special way. We give you thanks and we give you praise for your mighty works you have done and are doing through your children. Bless everyone here, Lord, and let us achieve the great things you have for us. Thank you for the children who will do more than the people they are listening to. Thank you. Thank you for this blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen.